22 members of the Newspaper Guild that represents reporters, photographers, and other staff at the Providence Journal have been let go. New Media Investment Group is the corporate parent of Gatehouse Media, which is in the process of buying the Projo and trimming its staff. One member of the newsroom let go is longtime columnist Bob Kerr. Bob worked there for 43 years, and after a 10-minute meeting with HR, he was ushered out the door. Bob Kerr joins us from his home in Fall River. Bob, welcome.
Thank you.
Bob, you've worked at the Projo for a long time. You've seen rounds of layoffs before. Now, did you have any feeling that you might be a part of this round?
Yeah, because they didn't go by the contract, and seniority played no role. As you might guess, I have serious seniority at the Journal. So I thought it was a possibility. I thought at the same time I had value to the paper, but I don't think that counted for much. So I thought it was a possibility.
So what do you know about how many in the newsroom are going to be affected by the cuts? Gatehouse does have a history of consolidating, as they term, some of the editing jobs.
Well, that's what we all wonder now. I mean, we're hoping that just these 22, and that's going to be it for a while. We were worried about, you know, the copy desk getting centralized somewhere else. They own so many papers in this area. We were thinking, you know, maybe sports coverage could be done by just one reporter rather than more, you know, rather than one from every paper. Things like that. And that may still happen.
Now, you were treated kind of abruptly after your decades of service, and I know what it takes to put out a regular column. How are you feeling today looking back at it?
Well, not good. I would very much have liked to have written a final column, you know, to thank people and say what a good time it's been. And I think that could have been afforded to me. I think I might have earned that.
Now, any new owner would have to navigate their way through a changing media landscape and economic realities. What can be done to keep the Projo alive but also running a profit?
Well, there's a good question. The online presence has got to be strengthened, I think, and that's huge. Not one of my strengths, I can tell you. Social media was not one of my biggies, but that's got to be strengthened. And, you know, I don't know, with the cuts that we're undergoing, I mean, we used to have bureaus all over the state, as you know. We used to have 6 editions. Now we've got 1. I think they have to redefine what the paper is, and I don't know what that new definition might be, but it's got to be something that, you know, can reach out to people that are 25, because I think our average reader is about 50 right now or somewhere like that.
Should some of these social media insertions or changes have been done in past years? I know it's a little hindsight now, but what do you think about that?
It is easy to say now. It is hindsight, but, I mean, it's such a part of things, and incorporating them in some way into a daily news operation would have seemed to have been, you know, a good thing to do. And we're, you know, I think everybody's playing catch up.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're talking with former Providence Journal columnist Bob Kerr, recently let go by the paper as part of its cost-cutting move and its eventual sale. Bob, as you know, we're in the middle of an election race. We've got Buddy Cianci as a candidate for Providence City Hall again. Institutional knowledge plays a big role in newsrooms. And now all these cuts, what do you make of that?
Tom Morgan, who has been there longer than anybody, is one of those let go. And he's got more institutional knowledge maybe than the rest of the staff put together. So, yeah, at times like this, when you're trying to, you know, get real perspective on political races, it's not healthy.
What has been lost in the rounds of layoffs and concessions?
Well, overall, I would say our local news franchise. We were nationally known for these local bureaus that we had, which basically made us the local paper in all those different locations. And we were at the school committee meetings and the city council meetings, and you could pick up the paper and count on us to tell you what happened the night before and things that might affect your life. And gradually, the bureaus were shut down and brought into the building on Fountain Street, and then the additions were cut. And so we just don't have the space or the people to cover, you know, the Foster Town Council anymore, or, you know, or the Barrington School Committee. And that's the big loss, is local news. And, you know, I've heard it from so many people that's what bothers them the most, is that we're just not there the way we used to be there.
Now, Bob, the cliche says another door is opening for you. Any plans that you may have now, or are you just going to sit back a while, or what?
I'm gonna try to write. I had a book I've been fooling with for way too long, and you know, I'd like to just do some freelance. But I don't know what form it's going to take. I'm going to take a little while here and play some golf and, you know. So, no, I mean, nothing definite. I just want to try to write in some way.
Might we see the Clemency coach on Facebook or some forum?
I don't know. You know, maybe I'll make a franchise out of that. I don't know. there'll certainly always be passengers available, so we can count on that. So, who knows?
Okay, Bob Kerr, a longtime journalist at the Providence Journal. Bob was one of several at the paper who lost their jobs in this newest round of cuts. Bob, thanks a lot for joining us, and good luck.
Thanks very much.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.